One of the my favorite yesodos to share with the Talmidim, I'll introduce with a question, and then we'll have some what they call new material from this week's parsha, and come back to that question and see what lessons in our Avodas Hashem we could take from it. If you're healthy and you're normal, then you struggle with the Yetzer Hara, V'loisa suru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. We've begun to grow, and we realize that life is not just simply about following our instincts of what to look at. Now, who we are and what we are is made of greater stuff. But it's interesting. The pasuk says you shouldn't follow your achrei levavchem, your eyes, your heart, and then your eyes. Achrei levavchem, your heart, and then your eyes. Rashi says, in describing the averos that are start with one's eyes, ha'ayin roya, va'alev choymed, va'guf oise averos. The eye sees, the heart desires, and the body does averos. Now something doesn't add up over here. The pasuk first says the heart. And yet Rashi, when he describes it, speaks first about the eyes, then the heart. So which one is it? So Rashi on the pasuk has the inverted order, which is really strange. Let's go to this week's parsha. There is a fascinating expression that Rashi elaborates on only in Parshas Chukas, that I think says so much about the type of people we can be or cannot be. Bnei Yisrael doesn't listen to Moshe in the beginning of this week's Parsha. Vayidaber Moshe kenal Bnei Yisrael v'lo yishamu al Moshe mikoytze ruach u'me'avoyda kasha. What's this word mikoytze ruach? So Sfarna learns that they had chisronos in emuna. There was something lacking in emuna. Ramban Beferish disagrees. Loi bavur shelo yaminu b'Hashem. It's not that they didn't believe in God, but rather there's something called kotzer ruach. Ka adam sheti kotzer nafsho ba'amolo v'lo yirtze lichyos rega bitzaro. That a person becomes narrow. He becomes katzar. He becomes short. Rashi in Bamidbar Chaf Aleph Dalet says, Kotzer Ruach is antithetical to Hachovas Alev. When a person is short, Kotzer Ruach, when the energy around them is negative, so then they can't accept any messages from others. They're entirely closed. Entirely closed. And if a person is feeling challenged, is anxious, as the Ramban goes on to describe, a person is anxious, he's concerned, he's wrapped up in all of his fears or his pain and so on, then they can't create energy to be able to feel other people's positive energy. So Moshe Rabbeinu can't reach them in the beginning of this week's parsha. Mikoytze ruach u'mavoyda kasha. Ein makom belev, Rashi writes in Parshas Chukas. Everything was negative in Mitzrayim. The only thing positive in Mitzrayim as a place of Znus was HIV. That was the only thing that was positive. Everything else was negative. Everything else was negative. Zot de Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal. Of course, emphasis on Zatzal. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says something so powerful, a tremendous chiddush. His Chelek Lamed Vav and Parsha Shmois. He says it wasn't only Bnei Yisrael that struggled with this. The Adoina Nevi'im, the greatest of all Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, according to the way the Rebbe Zatzal understood the Psukim, he created negative energy within the negative energy of Mitzrayim for himself. When Moshe Rabbeinu hears Lashon Hara that has been told about him, Vayira Moshe Vayoymar Ochein Noda Adavar, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes afraid, becomes anxious, and he says, oh my goodness, they're out to get me. Vayishma paro yes hadovar, and then paro hears the words. The Rebbe Zichron Livracha said that if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't gotten scared and hadn't gotten nervous, In Lubavitch, there's a beautiful saying. Ihr tracht's git, wird sein gut. When you think good, it's going to be good. And the Rebbe's ma'arich in a whole sicha. There are stories, Zippurei Tzadikim in Lubavitch like this. He claims you need to be a big man to say such a thing. But without Vayira Moshe, Vayoymar, if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't got so uptight and started talking to people about all his negative energy, then wouldn't it be Vayishma Parias HaDavar? So what you have is either positive energy or negative energy, and there's nothing in between. And positive energy creates greatness, and negative energy creates the opposite. There's a study in Johns Hopkins University. You compare two people, both with heart disease. 13%. There's a 13% better ratio of those people who by nature tracht gut, they think positively, they focus on the positives in their life, versus chas v'chalila individuals that are the opposites. Zot de sefer chamra toiva. That's what continues Parshas Va'era. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Visamti Fidus. This is a real Chassidish of art. Chamra Toiva sounds like a Chassidish Sefer. Thanks to Rabinarin. Visamti Fidus. Bein Ami Uvein Amecha. Mochor Yeh Oisazeh. Visamti Fidus. We start off in Parshas Va'era in the beginning. V'loy Shomuel Moshe Mikoy Tzeruach. Visamti Fidus. The difference between a Jew and a Mitzri is this difference. That he says, Mochor Yeh Oisazeh. It might be challenging now, but I'm going to do everything I can, even in Mitzrayim, to have that positive outlook. And we'll talk in a moment what that means. To have that positive outlook, to be able to see the good. And that's where Geula starts. V'samti v'dus bein ami u'manecha, Mochor Yeh Oisazeh. Mordechai Shapiro was mechavin. Machar. If you look at the words, they're holy words. Tell him this week's parsha. He left Nativ after Shana Alf. I didn't get him Shana Bet. I only got Dovi Shapiro. V'santi Fidus. That's Machar. Machar is that a person says that today it's going to be difficult. By the way, I went over to Morty. I told him those are holy words to his song. Machar Yel says that. I recognize that even today when there's negative energy, I'm going to do everything in my past to change that reality. Thomas Edison. We're able to look into a book right now and see. Thomas Edison, you know how many inventions he made before he failed? 1,000 inventions. 1,000. And he got up the next day and he said, positive energy. Well, I didn't realize that pun. Positive energy. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says as follows. A Jew has a responsibility. And my Rebbe, Rav Neven Sal Shlita, lives this. I've seen it so many times. When there was something in private that was challenging and was intense, and then he turned around to the rest of the world, and there was a beautiful smile on his face. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal taught us that a Jew's face is a Rishus HaRabim. And we have a responsibility, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, to radiate that positivity. And it's not easy. When you, a moment ago there was something that was heavy, that was scary, that was anxiety-provoking, that was sad. But our Rebbe taught us that there's a responsibility to the world. There's a responsibility of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. That's where Geula starts. And therefore, when there's a challenge in life, we have a responsibility to those of us around us and ultimately to ourselves to have the ability to reframe. And that means to be able to find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show me machar. He will show me tomorrow. He will show me that this is for the best. You know, they say in English, two negatives could create a positive, right? I'm not going to be going. How would you say two negatives in a sense? I'm not going to be going to the school, not tomorrow. So that means I'm going to the school tomorrow. Two positives can create a negative. Whenever you have a positive, you can never create a negative. You know, they say, this is the most lumdisha joke I've ever seen. Listen, let's see if anybody could follow this. We'll talk about it afterwards. They say there was a teacher that was saying that in a class. They were saying, the teacher was teaching the kids that two negatives could create a positive, but two positives can never create a negative. And a kid screamed out from the back and he said, "Yeah, right." Think about that one. Rabbi Isai, let's go back. Eloisa suru achrei levavchem achrei neichem. Veloisa suru achrei levavchem achrei neichem. What was the kasha? Ha'ayin roya. Va'alev choy meid va'agufoy se'aveirois. The way in which the aveira happens is the eye sees, the heart desires, and the body does aveira. But wait a second. The pasuk says, Veloisa suru achrei levavchem ve'achrei neichem. So why does the Pasuk say the opposite word? Either Chazal are wrong, or the Pasuk is wrong. And both of them are not true. Double negative. Both of them are not true. So if that's so, what's Pshat in Pasuk? The answer is that Rashi is describing the Pu'ula. Rashi is describing the action of the Aveira. But if a person wants to work and make themselves something holier, something bigger, that it doesn't start in the pu'ula. It just starts with the energy that we want to create around us and the energy that we want to be. So you can have two boys, both of them are going on the bus and both of them are working on their shmiras and inayim. One boy says, "I'm fighting Yetzirah, I'm fighting Yetzirah, I'm fighting Yetzirah." He brings a big gemara to block his eyes. And then there's another boy, he doesn't bother bringing a big gemara. There's another boy who says, "You know what? My heart wants Kedusha. I believe that I could be an Ish Kadosh, that I could raise myself, not overnight, you're not going to become Rav Moshe Weinberger overnight, but I believe slowly, maturely, that slowly I believe that I want to be Shoef. I have an aspiration. I have a she'ifa to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a she'ifa not to be a shtick behema, not to be an animal. I want to be something that's above that." That's the individual who perks first. What is his energy? Where does he want to become? What does he want to do? In football, I always, lacrosse Super Bowl, I saw in the headlines, my days was actually the 49ers. Ronnie Lott, Joe Montana. I always think of two mishalim when it comes to Super Bowl. One is Thurman Thomas. Anybody know who he was? Running back for the Buffalo Bills, lost three Super Bowls. The guy had negative energy around him when it came to Super Bowl. He was a star during the rest of the year. Ad kedei kach, I'm not making this up, look it up. He lost his helmet for the first three plays of one of the Super Bowls. He couldn't find his helmet. A person could create positive energy around them, and they create negative energy. And one more mashal. My brother, when he came out back learning from Eretz Yisrael, he said to me, "Chaim, did you notice when we used to watch, my brother and I used to do sports all day together, I'm so embarrassed how we used to spend our Shabbosim. I spoke about Shabbosim a few weeks ago. I'll tell you how we spent our Shabbosim. We went to shul. We learned a little. But basically, all Shabbos afternoon, we played Strat-O-Matic baseball. I feel so bad for you guys that you don't know what Strat-O-Matic baseball is. Before computers, such a beautiful game. I miss it. I'm happy that I miss it, but I miss it. And we used to go around the block, and we used to watch the softball league all Shabbos afternoon. That's what we did, all Shabbos. So my brother comes back from Eretz Yisrael, and he says to me, "Chaim, do you remember watching football together? That's all we did on Sunday, we watched football together." He said to me, "Did you notice the cheerleaders?" I said, "Unfortunately, I noticed the cheerleaders." He said, "You know something very interesting? The players don't notice the cheerleaders. You'll never see a player watching the cheerleaders. Why? Because their lev is in the game. They know that for 3 hours, if they stay entirely focused, if they have that energy that's necessary to make it succeed, then they'll be able to do whatever they want. Now, for sure, it's much harder for us because we have that mitzvah 24/7. But the yesod is so profound. Velo sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. Do we have the ability, v'samti fidus bein ami uvein amecha, to say, wait a second, we could be different. We could create that positive energy in terms of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we could create that positive energy to recognize that we can become different people. That no matter what, whether it's an isayon in bitachon, or also something else, that we ourselves are capable of kedusha. And all that requires is a real dream, a real she'ifa that starts with the lev, that doesn't start simply with meisim. It gets to the core of the gavra, not the meisim, the core of the gavra. Who do I want to be? What am I shoef? Again, this is not going to happen overnight, but a slow process. You know, they did a study in Harvard. They took three groups of the elite college students in America. And they surveyed them. They didn't know exactly what they were studying. And they asked some students, they asked all of them the following question. Do you have a plan after college? And did you write down your plan? The students that answered that they have a plan became twice as wealthy. That's the only barometer in Harvard for success today, unfortunately. Became twice as successful as those who didn't have a plan. And the ones who wrote down their plan, they became 10 times more successful than those who didn't write down their plan. A plan means, what do you want to become? What do I want my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be? What do I want my relationship with my wife to be? Is it just going to be that I'm going to be struggling with meisim, good meisim or bad meisim? Or no, I could reach madregas of kedusha slowly and maturely. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to do that. We need harchovas halev for that. A person has to be willing to create that positive energy even when things seem to be difficult. And that, with that, the siyata d'shmaya will create a tremendous kiddush Hashem.